Welcome to Voices of Strength, a space where women share experiences, challenges, and healing journeys. Today we listen to Eileen's story. 5 years ago, Eileen moved to Vienna with her daughter. She wanted a safer and more stable future. She worked in a small cafe and attended German courses in the evenings.
At first, I felt hopeful. Everything was new, and I wanted to build a better life.
But over time, things at work started changing. One supervisor often commented on Eileen's appearance.
You should smile more. You look better in tighter clothes. You foreign women are always very emotional.
Other colleagues laughed.
I remember thinking, maybe I am overreacting.
The comments slowly became more personal. The supervisor started sending late-night messages. He became angry when Eileen did not answer quickly. One day, he touched her shoulder and waist while passing behind her in the kitchen.
I felt uncomfortable all the time, but I stayed silent.
Before every work shift, Eileen felt stressed and anxious. She became quieter at home and stopped talking to friends about work. One evening, during a language course, another woman spoke about workplace harassment and personal boundaries. For the first time, Eileen started seeing the situation differently.
I suddenly realized this is not normal, and it is not my fault.
Eileen later contacted a local women's support organization in Vienna. A support worker listened carefully and explained her rights and possible options.
I did not feel judged. For the first time, I felt understood.
Eventually, Eileen changed workplaces. Recovery was not fast or easy, but she no longer blamed herself for what happened.
Sometimes harassment starts with small comments that people tell you to ignore. But when something makes you uncomfortable again and again, your feelings matter. I learned that staying silent to survive is understandable, but I also learned that support exists.
Before we finish, let us reflect on three questions. Which warning signs appeared early in Eileen's story? Why did Eileen hesitate to react? What helped her begin understanding the situation differently? Thank you for listening. Remember, support exists and you are not alone.